Every town in Vermont is getting some money from the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. The federal COVID relief package is based on population counts, and some municipalities are getting more than $1 million. The program has some restrictions, but it's largely up to each town or city to decide what to do with the money. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman heard from people around the state who have some ideas about how they want to spend that funding.
About 15 years ago, the town of Waitsfield voted down a wastewater treatment plant. Anne-Marie Harmon lives in town and says some people feared that the project would bring in unwanted development and change the character of Waitsfield. But that vote, she says, is one reason why the housing shortage today is so bad in the Mad River Valley.
At that time, we simply did not connect the dots that by not incorporating wastewater, we were in fact shutting the door for potential housing projects in the best location for housing.
Harmon is on the Planning Commission, and she says developers have looked at different properties in town, but when they learn there's no wastewater system, they move on. Waitsfield is getting about $500,000 in ARPA money, and Harmon wants to use some of it to do an updated feasibility study for a wastewater treatment plant.
I mean, if ARPA is for infrastructure development, here we are. Let's put the infrastructure in for housing.
The discussion that's happening in Waitsfield is exactly the kind that Katie Buckley is hoping will take place across the state.
This could be an incredibly impactful moment for communities.
Buckley is with the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, and she wants towns thinking about this once-in-a-generation windfall and making those connections between infrastructure, housing, and smart development. Buckley says the way this pile of federal money is being doled out is exactly opposite of what usually happens. Towns are used to tracking down grant programs, identifying projects that fit, and then applying for the money. Sometimes you get it, and sometimes you don't. But with this COVID cash, the feds are saying, here's the money. Tell us how you'll spend it.
To get non-competitive funding dropped in your lap allows you to think in a completely different way.
Towns have until the end of 2024 to decide how to spend it, so there's no rush. But Buckley is encouraging boards to start conversations now to hear what the people in their towns want to do with the money.
This is the special listening session of the Rutland Town Select Board, and we're here to talk and to listen to your ideas about how to use the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds, which are coming our way.
In the town of Rutland, the board held two meetings to gather input about the more than $1.2 million in federal money the town will be getting. Select Board Chairwoman Mary Ashcroft says the board has a list of 24 ideas that were suggested.
But people in our town are pretty creative. In most Vermont towns, they're very creative. So we hope that if we hear a lot of good ideas and we can't do some, that people will at least feel that we have listened to them and tried to sort through what they wanted to see us do.
Ashcroft says the town has already earmarked some of the money to improve the air filtering system in Town Hall, and there are some big potential projects, including starting a revolving loan fund and extending water and sewer lines into a new part of town.
There's a lot there, big picture stuff, because we looks like we're going to have enough money to do some big picture things, but also, you know, the smaller things that we can do, like getting those air filters and purifiers for town offices.
In Brandon, the Select Board has also been reaching out to hear from people about their thoughts on the more than $1 million the town will be getting. Board Chairman Seth Hopkins says the town is considering building a new highway garage or expanding its solar power array.
You know, this is probably a chance for us to do something that, you know, would be a legacy, that would be something that a generation or two could make use of. And the worst thing that could be said in terms of my point of view is that we squandered this money. Like, I don't want anyone to look back at us and say, boy, they really, you know, missed the boat on this and they spent this on something that there's no benefit to anymore.
The feds dropped the first installment of the ARPA money into the bank accounts of each town last month. A second installment is expected in the fall, with the full payment arriving over the next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.